On Monday, Berkshire Medical Center announced that it has made more COVID-19 diagnoses at its Pittsfield campus. The county's first patient with the disease was recognized on March 7th. WAMC spoke with Berkshire Health System's Director of Media Relations, Michael Leary, about the expanding outbreak.
Through some additional testing that was conducted by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, Berkshire Medical Center has identified additional presumptive positive cases of the coronavirus, the COVID-19. Those patients are currently being treated at BMC. They are in isolation rooms specifically designed for the prevention of the transmission of disease, and they were admitted from the community with symptoms of COVID-19. Those patients include the individual who was the initial confirmed case of COVID-19 that was reported out over the weekend. All of the patients, I should note, are in stable condition. Some will be discharged soon. All of the cases do appear to be community transmission cases and are not associated with foreign travel.
How many patients at this point are presumed to have COVID-19?
We're not going to release the number of patients because that number could fluctuate daily, so we're not going to release that number.
With the patients who have been treated and released, is there a post-treatment quarantine protocol?
So once a patient has been discharged into the community, they will be contacted, or actually may even be contacted prior to discharge. It's dependent on the DPH and the local Department of Health. But the idea is that the Board of Health in each of the individual patient's home community, after notification by the DPH, gets in touch with the patient. Those local boards are then responsible for conducting what's called contact tracing of anyone who may have come into recent contact with the patients and may need intervention themselves. We certainly do send patients home with discharge instructions that would include isolation self-isolation at home, self-quarantine. But the Board of Health in the individual community is also responsible for maintaining that.
Are the patients connected in any way by what part of the Berkshires they're from?
I can't answer that question.
What advice at this time does BHS or BMC have for the larger Berkshire community in light of the progression of the virus in the county?
So as we do every flu season, we are asking visitors to our facilities who may be experiencing cold or flu-like symptoms to postpone their visit until such time as they're no longer experiencing symptoms. We're also asking anyone in the community with severe symptoms to contact their physician's office by phone before visiting the office or heading to the emergency department so that they can receive guidance as to what to do. All of our facilities are continuing to provide ongoing care for the community. We want people to know that our facilities are safe, that the required infectious disease precautions are all being taken to prevent the spread of any virus to any section of the facility. And we have opened a toll-free telephone number. It's a nurse advice line. If people would like to call, if they have questions, whether it's regarding COVID-19 in general or if they are experiencing symptoms and would like advice, we urge them to call that number, which is 855-262-5465, and that is open daily, including weekends, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.